This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Beavich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. These dudes get on these James Bond kicks. Good God. All right. Rory McIlroy won his first ever Masters on Sunday. That gave him the career grand slam.
Yeah.
Of the biggest moments we've experienced in sports since 2000. Tiger winning the Masters in 2019. Maybe you put Phil winning it at Kiowa there, too. I mean, Phil was, I think, 50. When the Red Sox beat the Yankees in the ALCS, I'll never forget that moment. That was 2004. LeBron and the Cavaliers down 3-1 to the Warriors. Comeback. That block he had.
Yeah.
The Cubs winning the World Series in 2016. I would add Ovi breaking Gretzky's record because that was a record that was never going to fall. If you got any you would add?
Nah, the Ovi thing, definitely. Nah.
We can keep thinking about it. So yeah. The phones are open. What do you think? Where does this all rank? Gary is in La Plata. What's up, Gary?
Well, I wanted to bring up the Nationals winning 4 on the road to win the World Series.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's a good one, Neff.
That had never happened, right?
Right. That the first and only time that ever happened. I'll give you a couple for NASCAR as well. So you got Jimmy Johnson being a 7-time world champion,
yep.
NASCAR champion.
Yep.
Also, Dale Earnhardt at Talladega, his last win, passing 17 cars with 4 laps to go.
All right.
Got to give him the ranking on that. So those are mine to give to you guys on that.
Appreciate you,
man. Thank you.
Thanks.
I didn't think about the Nats winning 4 on the road. It was wild. I don't know that it's a singular moment, but damn, that 2019 LSU team is like in my brain forever.
They were damn good.
I mean, just so loaded. Just so loaded.
Oh, yeah.
I got this one on Twitter from Coach Brandon. He says the George Mason Final Four run, they beat 3 previous champs to do it. Who'd they beat? They'd beat like UConn, Carolina, Michigan State.
Yeah.
I do wonder, the Mason thing people bring up a lot because they were like the first mid-major to do it, but now – Hoops is just so crazy. Hit these phones.
But look at the people who they beat. That's, I think that makes it more. They didn't beat just some flunkies.
Sure.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Phone lines are open. My thing with the Mason thing is it's now been done a lot, and it's not as surprising. I don't know.
Mason and VCU, I guess because they're close. Their runs were special.
Totally. I wonder if it's because of they are close here that we think about it more.
Yeah.
I kind of think UMBC beating UVA. Like, when people ask me the wildest thing in college hoops, I still think of UMBC ahead of Mason and VCU. Not
when you try to play tricycle basketball, that's you can lose games. If somebody can score and you don't want to score, you lose.
Yeah, but they were the number one seed in the tournament, and they got they didn't just lose. Like, they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, because what happened, they couldn't play – tricycle basketball.
How about the fact that that dude is now the coach at UVA? Yo, they lost by 20. Holy moly, I just looked this up. They lost by 20 and it was tied at halftime.
They were averaging like 40-something points, 50 points a game that year.
That's crazy. let's go to our guy Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, what makes the list, dude?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
You guys mind if I go just a little bit beyond 2000?
Sure. What the hell?
So the lead up to this week and like the coverage this weekend and everything just kind of felt so much like the monkey off the back Steve Young moment in the playoffs. I think that was 96.
Yeah, when they beat the hell out of the Chargers.
Yeah, just everything. Maybe that's because my brain, I was 14 years old at that time, so it was just eat up with it. But it just kind of felt like, finally Rory had got this big monkey off his back, and that was the same theme. Something that I thought was funny, though, we were watching the golf yesterday. It was like 64 degrees, and my son was begging me to go outside to throw the football. So we went outside, and we turned the TV on outside, and then we watched the sudden death. And when it was over, Jim Nance was talking, and my son looks at me, and he goes, "Dad," he goes, "this guy called the two greatest plays of all time, the Hail Mary and now this."
I like that.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Thanks, Rusty.
Yeah, fellas.
Take care. I mean, the Hail Mary
has called a lot of damn great moments.
Dude. Nance is great, dude. And he has now given up the Final Four. I mean, he was doing that forever, too. And I think, was this his first, maybe his second year not doing it? I think it's Iron Eagle. I think, I don't know, man. Ovi, it was something yesterday, man.
Yeah, it was.
Ovi, Rory. I mean, that's all in the last month, dude.
Yeah.
Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, guys?
What up, brother?
I'm good, bro. Hey, look, I just got on, but I don't know if they mentioned, man, Chicago Bulls with the best player, NBA player, Michael Jordan, 6 times. With different, with no stars, not like with they've been doing it. I don't have to say, you know what I'm talking about. Come here, you the best one in this team. Come up here, let's go up here and let's all win. You think Michael? Let's be real. Michael Jordan would do something like that? No way, man. He was hoping the mailman and all the others would even get close. All right, let me leave that. Now let's go with the Skins. 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks. One of them was supposedly a bust. Doug Williams got drafted in
late
Tampa
70s.
Bay.
Yeah.
Yep. And supposedly he was a bust. Then he came up here, first black quarterback. Then the other two, it was. Trey, well, Theismann, you already knew, but Rippon, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Rippon wasn't really, well, you can add on more, Mitch. You can add it on. So I'm going to let you add on the rest.
Thanks,
all
right, bud.
I'm all good.
Appreciate it.
Give him an assignment again, Jay.
Yeah. Yo, we're looking.
Hey, I'll say this. Hell, Caitlin Clark run and when she bought the women's basketball. That's a nut.
Dude, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because that was like world-changing type stuff. So we're wondering what is world-changing sporting events since the year 2000. My man, shout out to that dude, talking about Super Bowl in 83, which was a hell of a Super Bowl, don't get me wrong, but that was not exactly the assignment here. Dude, you're right. Caitlin Clark, and I think the WNBA draft is tonight. That is women's basketball has jumped up 5 levels of popularity since Caitlin Clark?
It jumped up.
It's jumped up significantly.
Mm-hmm.
I would add, I think both Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky were since 2000.
Yeah.
Just taking over swimming.
Hell, just this area took over swimming over the world.
I know, dude.
Think about that.
Think about, like, Usain Bolt. When that dude, what Olympics was that, 08 maybe?
He was flying, dog.
Just unbelievable speed.
Yeah, we got to get us some sweet potatoes, man. That's what he said he was eating. See if that make us fast.
No, dude. I just read something. Apparently, Usain Bolt, when he – I think those – I read something. Let's figure out what Olympics. Yeah, dude. It was the 100-meter – I think it was in
the 9.959 or something, whatever it was.
He said when he won the 100-meter sprint in the Olympic final, He had only eaten chicken nuggets from McDonald's because he didn't want to upset his stomach with, like, what the local food was. I believe.
Where was it at?
I believe it was Beijing.
Oh, okay. But he talked about when he eats and he trains, his purple sweet potatoes.
Yeah, dude. He said, but during that 08 Olympics, he said he probably ate 1,000 chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Because he needed the protein and he didn't want
to
eat.
You know why he finished so fast? Because he had to go to the bathroom. That's what the hell that was.
He said, honestly, I ate nothing else in all my time out in China except chicken nuggets. They were the only food I could properly trust, which wouldn't affect my stomach. On arriving at training camp, I tried a local Chinese meal, which wasn't like the ones we eat in the West, and my body didn't react well. So knowing I could rely on nuggets, I made up my mind that was all I would eat. Eat them I did for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, washed down with bottled water.
Mm.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah.
And then he went on to break like 100 records. Boys in the Aquarium, anything you would add to this kind of list since 2000?
The helmet catch.
David Tyree?
Oh, you would go back to that one.
That feels a little personal, but.
Well, we could go anything. You can go with, what's the girl?
That was a big one, though, because the Pats were undefeated.
That was.
That was a pretty
David used to be here. Super Bowl. He was here before he went up to New York.
That was a big one. I'm not. Even though it's a homer pick, that was a big one.
That was a terrible Super Bowl, but the last few minutes were entertaining.
Worst Super Bowl ever was Rams Patriots.
Hey, tell him no, right, Brian? Y'all won.
That's all that matters.
Bobby Hook just tweeted me, don't forget about Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak. I agree. However, I think that was pre-2000. Wasn't that like 97?
Yeah. Well, when you allow the first person to go back, you know, everybody's going to try to give you what they think. Remember
elite what, call screening on my man there, Jeff.
Yeah, but you told him they could go pre-2000.
Stop trying to throw me under the bus for
it. That dude went to 97 or 96. Something?
96.
Okay.
All right. Somebody talk fault. About Jordan. Like, what are you talking
you
about?
You remember?
The one dude talked about
you remember when
Jordan,
Kansas City won the Super Bowl way back?
With Hank Stram?
It's true, when the Jets won the Super Bowl, people didn't think the AFL teams could compete, but then they did it.
You want to go with concerts, you go with Beyonce, and what you call them?
I think I'm going to have to go into the boxing world. Roy Jones' run at heavyweight and light heavyweight to get all those belts, that was up there.
When Roy Jones was playing basketball, then go fight you, that had to be the most embarrassing thing in the world.
While dropping a rap album. Yeah.
Well, dude, I mean, if we're doing the fight game, I don't know this world that well, but whatever Conor McGregor has done to achieve his superstardom,
yeah,
I mean, he must have beat somebody's ass a whole bunch of times.
He had people tapping out. tapping out like hell, though.
I'm shocked you two in there aren't trying to get some Yankees baseball in here. When was the Jeter play at home? Was that late 90s?
I think that was 2000, 2001.
Well, that fits, Landfill.
I mean, come on. That was in like the divisional round of the playoffs.
That was against the A's?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Jeter is overrated.
I didn't say that.
I mean,
Jeter's the best.
No.
Of all baseball players ever, Jeter is one.
Incorrect.
Or two. I'll take two.
What about Bonds breaking Hank Aaron's record? Bonds breaking McGuire's.
Yeah, oh, that seemed Roger long time ago.
Warriors dynasty.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the singular moment when Durant signed with Golden State was a major, like, oh, my God. And maybe that was local because we had all lied to ourselves to think that KD was coming home. But it was also
not
like,
me.
It was also like, damn, he went there? That was like when Hulk Hogan became Hollywood Hogan. Like, it was like a wild moment. Darren's in Alexandria. Darren, what do you got, man?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say this is a global sports changing moment, but definitely in like the United States, I was pretty young when this was happening, so maybe it was bigger for me, but Kawhi hitting that like knock in buzzer beater, rims around the rim and goes in to take them to the finals. Yeah, that was a pretty big moment for me.
That was the Eastern Conference Finals, right? Was that against the Sixers? Who'd they beat?
I think so. Yeah, it was the Sixers. I remember Joel Embiid being so sad.
I remember that shot. It like
and Joel Embiid hadn't wanted to play since then.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate it, man. That yo, if you're from Canada, that shot's probably up there.
Oh yeah.
Greg texted this one, and it's fair and belongs on there. LeBron passing Kareem's all-time points record.
Yeah.
There was that video that went crazy when Ovi broke Gretzky's record, how all his teammates like jumped on him, and when LeBron passed Kareem's record, he ran to the corner of the court to be by himself. Just different people celebrating differently. That's all that is.
Y'all didn't help me. I did it myself.
Yo, we forgot one.
What?
No lie. I don't mean this to offend any of the other sports in town. Absolutely the biggest thing that has happened in this city since 2000.
NFC Championship game?
No.
What?
Dan Snyder selling the damn team.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that
was huge.
Jeff, we'll take this last call, and then we're going to move on. We got Nats coming up. The Caps breaking through and winning the Cup locally?
Yeah.
Dude, nobody had won here since you were playing, B. There hadn't been a title in this town since 91.
They talking about like 3-4 years ago I was playing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know where I was the day that team got sold. That one meant.
I know where I was.
Oh, you got the bullpen?
Oh, my
Lord. You got tore up that day.
I think the whole area got tore up that day. Yeah, that was a rough one there, Jeff.
Especially after the shot on the stage.
Oh, my Lord.
Yo, so I got a video
What
of
the
that.
Hell were we drinking? What kind of shot?
Fireball, right?
I don't remember.
Nah,
I
it just wasn't know Fireball. It was something else.
The city just slowed down, and the instant my head turned after that shot.
So I had to work. I was in Minnesota for Goodell and everything that happened. Yeah. And I couldn't have a drink. I was scrambling. And my flight out of Minnesota that night, I'm always running through airports with Nikki Jabala. And she's like, hey, our flight's about to go. I was like, I'll meet you in there. And I went into this airport bar in Minneapolis and got a martini and just chugged it. That was my way of finally celebrating. All right, last call. Miguel's in Stafford. What up, Miguel?
Hey, how we doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, not much, man. I think one of the moments that I actually, you know, got into this country from the Dominican Republic was the dunk of death, Vince Carter, 2000 Olympics. That was
dude?
Oh, man, that was an opening night for me. You know what I mean? Coming from the third world country and seeing that for the first time in a small phone, I was like, it was incredible to me. It makes me a fan of, you know, the NBA basketball. And another one that I don't want to leave is Kobe Bryant 2006 81-point game, only on three quarters. That was amazing for me too.
Amazing, that's good stuff, man.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thanks, man, brother.
Take care.
It was those damn pickle shots or whatever it was. What is it, like bourbon and pickle juice or something like that?
So it's usually you take a shot of Jameson and then you chase it with a shot of
that
pickle
was
juice.
Awful.
They're called pickle backs.
It was pickle awful.
You don't really like pickles. You do like pickles.
I love pickles. I love pickles. I love bourbon. I don't like them together.
When we come back, let's get caught up on the Washington Nationals. Mark Zuckerman joins the program.